Hello, welcome once again to the Candid Cast. My name is Lucky Egede, your host and coach on this channel. We are continuing our study on the common financial errors young people make that they live the rest of their life to regret and how to avoid them. In this 12th episode, we'll be discussing competition in consumption, which is usually what we do in this part of the world. Before we go into today's teaching, please click the notification button. It will help you to see future publications and to have access to all past publications on this channel. Also, share our videos with your loved ones. It will be good for them to be blessed as you have been blessed by it. Thank you for doing this. I expect that you must have done this by now. So we go into today's lesson: how to avoid errors that will keep us stranded in old age. So don't use your youth to do competition on who consumes more. There are better times to do with your time and with the resources that has been laid in your hands. I thought I should have titled today's topic "All My Mates Syndrome," because this competition in consumption comes with the idea that all my mates have bought car, all my mates have bought television, all my mates, and without remembering that it's not all dead people that are older than you. Some of your mates are in the grave. So it is not really true that it's all your mates. You are not the worst in the world. Even if you are not the best financially, there will always be people that you are better than. Like the man that said, "I was crying that I had no shoes until I saw a man who had no legs." So always look at things from the positive perspective rather than the perspective of all my mates. I recall a young man that I had as a colleague in my office when we started work newly. This man was serving bottled water in his house. If you visit him, he brings out bottled water. At that time, I was picking plastic bottles from a hotel close to my house. We wash the bottle neatly. We fetch water from the deep well, boil it, leave it to cool overnight. We filter it in the morning, fill up those bottles and put in the fridge. That's the water that we're using to run my house. And nobody in my house, to the best of my knowledge, has ever suffered typhoid or any waterborne disease up to today. I looked at this man. My own response to it is, I'm going to own bottled water factory someday. So rather than consuming bottled water when I know it was far above my income, I will rather aspire to own the bottled water factory. And I achieved this in 2016. When I started rolling out bottled water from my factory. So if all your mates have bought iPhone, don't kill yourself over their consumption. Buy Apple shares and let them be contributing to pay your dividend. They will soon be renting the house you bought from your dividend and struggling to pay the rent with their frivolous lifestyle. That's how difference comes between A and B. Lifestyle will distinguish people until you come to the realization that 20 children don't play together for 20 years, which is the truth. Can we get liberated from it? The answer is yes. How do we go about it? Shifting from consumption mindset to a production mindset requires a multifaceted approach. And here are some of the strategies that young people can consider. You must be conscious of mind renewal. Do not conform to the pattern of your environment that so easily pull you down, but be transformed through the renewing of your mind. Let there be a mind renewal. Question the status quo. Don't just adjust into it. Ask questions. And for you to escape this, you need education. You need skill development. When I discuss education, I'm not looking at the curriculum handed down by the British and the French. These are tailored to keep us enslaved. Recall Bob Marley said, emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. We were made to believe that our indigenous languages were called vernacular, for which we pay fine. If you speak your language in a Nigerian school, you are made to pay fine. Today, our languages are lost. Our children can't speak our language because the British told us that our languages are not good enough for conversation. Bright Chimeze said he attended a gathering in Africa and requested that they play African sound for him. And they asked him to sit down, that it was not a gathering for illiterates. Because we have been educated to believe that whoever listens to African music is illiterate. We have been told that if you don't have credit in English, you can't study how to plant cassava in the University of Agriculture. If you do not wear singlet, add shirt to it, add tie on your neck, put jacket over it, to walk under the sun when the temperature is 32 degrees centigrade, you are not corporately dressed. That's the education that was handed to us. And that's not the education that I am talking about. We need to move beyond that education to know what education really is. What British and French handed over to Africa is dehumanization. That is why we have grown to believe that civilization is eating every food from anywhere in the world except African foods. Success has become the number of countries we have visited outside of Africa. We mortgage all our earnings to travel around the world. There are many people from these big countries that we see that do not leave their country for the whole of their lives. But we go, and if you ask us what we are looking for, we can't even name it. Just to tell neighbors that we have traveled, I've visited this, I've visited that, I've visited, and that's all. That's not the education. Education that will liberate you is the one that generates questions that you will ask to challenge the status quo. The day you get properly educated, you will know how to ask, what do I need food for? What items can safely serve that purpose, that will deliver the right nutrient to my bodies without the poisonous preservatives that will be hazardous to my health? If you answer that question properly, you are educated enough to know what food you should eat. What type of wedding do I need to give me a valid marriage? Because what I'm looking for is a valid marriage that will bring a man and a woman together and to live happily for the rest of their lives. It does not matter whether people wish you happy married life or not happy married life. It is not in the wishes. It is in your ability to ask the right question. That wedding that will not leave hole in my pocket, that will not destabilize the economy of the young family and keep them weighed down in debt and rob them of every investable income while they are trying to start. That is the real wedding of the educated people. If you do otherwise, you are still carrying British and French education. So what vehicle will take me from one destination to the other and serve the very purpose that I require a vehicle for, at the lowest cost of purchase and the lowest cost of running? I want to move from point A to point B. I don't need the type of vehicle that people will clap for and turn their heads and say, oh, his vehicle is the latest, it's brand new, this is that. No, that is not what serves my purpose. My purpose is to move from point A to point B. Education that liberates your mind to ask these questions and be guided by it is the real education that will liberate you, rather than the all my mate syndrome that drives us towards consumption and self-enslavement. We must prioritize education that equips us with relevant skills for the job market. It is not for the purpose, all my mates have entered university. So any course that JAMB throws at you, you want to study medicine, they give you botany. You enter because all your mates have entered. And you come out, you study botany. What do you want to do with botany? It is not your idea. It is not your vision. It is not your passion. You don't even know anything to do with it. But you went to university because all your mates have gone. No. That competition is not a necessary competition. Education that continuously helps you to update your skills to stay relevant in the rapidly changing job market. So even after you have studied whatever jam forces you to study, you come out, that's not the end of your living. I studied law, for example. I don't think the way I see litigation and the judicial system in Nigeria that I will have anything to do with the court system. I've left it and I've left it for good, because justice has escaped from the nation. The reputation of the judiciary is gone. I recall when I was called to bar. When you are talking as a lawyer, you talk with confidence. People are bound to believe you because a lawyer is speaking. When we are in the university, if the police stops the bus carrying us, you bring out ID card and say a law student is in this bus, the police will say, start going. It will leave the bus and will not collect money from it. Times have changed. So for us to escape this all my mate syndrome, we need to gravitate towards entrepreneurship and innovation. Entrepreneurs should know how to start small. Every big business started small. You hear the story of Apple, they started from the garage. Steve Jobs sold his car. Steve Wozniak sold his scientific calculator to contribute. That's how small it was. There are many YouTube channels that showcase machines you can use to run production as side hustle while still in employment. I priced such a water production machine on the 20th of June 2025. And it was $2,950,000. That's about the price of an iPhone. So rather than carry big phone, put one production plant at the back of your house. There are so many small machines like that that can help you to build up. You also learn how to leverage technology. Rather than go online to check what is the latest fashion in France, use digital platforms. Use those tools and innovations that are available online to transform food system from what we know today, from what has been, to a new method of preparing food and making it more attractive. They've been doing akara the way it is now. You can introduce something new into it. Make your akara to be different. Everybody was doing plantain chips until somebody introduced one. I recall one I saw in the Lagos traffic. Plantain chips with ginger and pepper. It's different from the others. Use technology to learn how to reach a wider audience, a wider market. You can do export. You can sit in Nigeria and sell all over the world. Those opportunities were not there about 24 years ago. We didn't even have phone. I recall somebody coming from Italy and asking me, how do you live in a country without phone? I didn't know phone was of any importance because we didn't have it. We're not missing. What you don't know, you don't miss. It is today that we know that phone is as important as our food. You can also go into transformation of the food system. Agriculture is changing rapidly from what it was when our fathers did it. Explore ways to modernize agriculture. Explore ways to change it. I recall a seminar I attended in Abeokuta where somebody came and said, why is it that people in Abeokuta, they do agriculture on their land for several years from one generation to the other and they are not able to show any progress. But Benue people will come to Abeokuta and rent the land. After 1 year, they buy motorcycle. By the second year, they buy a pickup van. And by the third year, they are building their houses. What are they doing differently? The hall was quiet. Everybody kept quiet. I said, look, you plant yam. You are waiting one full year to harvest one tuber of yam. You will go and sell for 300 naira. You plant cassava, you are waiting 18 months to harvest. The Benue people take the land from you and they put pepper. In 60 days, they are in the market and they are in the market every week. You harvest your yam, you go to market once in a year to sell. That's your cash flow. But these people plant something, they will start selling in 3 months. And every week, they are going to harvest from the same pepper to sell over a period of time. That is all they are doing. There is no magic about it that is making them. So young people should be able to research such things and say, this is innovation that I'm introducing. I'm not planting the type of crop my parents planted. Now, I can move from yam to ginger for export. I can move to turmeric for export. I can move to any other crop that is exportable that I will sit in Nigeria and begin to earn foreign exchange, both for myself and for the nation. I look forward to the set of young people who will gather to compete and argue over who made the highest export to Europe and to America and who earned the highest foreign exchange rather than who has switched from iPhone 15 to iPhone 16. A new model is out. That's not the discussion that should engage you as young people. So look at opportunities in the midstream food chain, food processing, food preservation, food packaging, to reach a wider audience. This will help you better than arguing over who consumes more. All my mates have bought shoe. All my mates have bought. No. Please, let's move away from this all my mates syndrome that drives only consumption. Look at what all my mates are producing. All your mates in China are producing something that they are exporting to you. They sit back and look at the problem of Nigeria in particular. Every phone comes with touch light now because they know light will go. And the nearest thing you have on your hand to locate your generator is your phone. So phone must have touch light that you use to locate where your generator is. It's Nigeria that needs that touch light. No other place. China doesn't need it. They don't need touch light on their phone. It's created for us. Let us appreciate them. And let us begin to think the way they think on the next problem to solve. We must completely shift our minds from consuming what we don't produce and begin to prioritize producing goods and services that meet the needs of our community and beyond. Focus on creating value rather than just consuming goods and services. And don't tear down those who are producing. This is where we draw the curtain today on the CandidCast. Thank you for staying with us. God bless you.